You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
A recent report from the African Private Equity and Venture Capital Association recognizes that 2019 was a record year in terms of venture capital deal value in Africa, reaching $1.4 billion, which is the highest on record. The report titled Venture Capital in Africa, Mapping Africa's Startup Investment Landscape, notes that South Africa had the most venture capital deals with 21% of the total early stage investments. Kenya got 18%. And Nigeria, 14%. I'm joined now by Alexia Alexandropoulou, Research Manager at Avka. Alexia, thanks for joining us. Just take us through the background to this inaugural report.
Thank you, Michael. So we looked at venture capital deals that happened in Africa between 2014 and 2019, and we tracked the data from both direct and fund investors in order to produce a summary of recent trends in Africa's venture capital space. We also looked at the profile of investors that took part in those deals on the continent over the same period, and we found that venture capital deal activity has seen a significant growth in recent years, with a number of venture capital deals being on an upward trend since 2014. As the data reveals, 2019 was a record year in terms of the number and value of venture capital deals reported on the continent. In total, we tracked 139 venture capital deals with a total value of $1.4 billion, which is the highest on record.
If we look at the trend, that is certainly in an upward direction, and I suppose through the various years, it obviously can be quite lumpy if you take a year-to-year snapshot. But overall, since 2014, the direction of travel is important here, and that seems to indicate that the venture capital industry in Africa is robust.
Exactly. The significant growth that Africa's venture capital market has experienced over the years indicates the growing interest from investors in opportunities that have emerged in Africa's venture capital space. The venture capital landscape in Africa has gradually evolved and is attracting both international investors to the continent, while it is also encouraging the development of local venture capital firms. It is also worth mentioning some of the factors that have contributed to the significant growth of Africa's venture capital market. Firstly, Africa's strong macroeconomic growth was a crucial driver of the continent's venture capital industry, creating a positive economic environment for innovation, entrepreneurship, and investment. Secondly, we saw that more venture capital funds became available in recent years, targeting opportunities in Africa's venture capital space. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. Partech, a venture capital firm based in Europe, raised their inaugural African fund at €125 million in January 2019. Telkom Capital closed their Tide Africa Fund at $71 million in January 2020. And Africa Invest, a Pan-Africa fund manager, is currently raising their first venture capital fund. Overall, we saw that VC investors based in other parts of the world started participating in VC opportunities in Africa. Early stage companies headquartered outside of Africa started raising capital to finance their African expansion. The report found that 21% of the total number of venture capital deals between 2014 and 2019 were in companies headquartered outside of Africa. Of these companies, the majority are based in the United States. An example is the $190 million Series D investment round in Zipline International, a medical product delivery company. The company, which is based in the US and has operations in Rwanda and Ghana, raised capital last year to finance its African expansion.
And if we look at hot sectors in Africa, I know fintech and particularly technology that helps to bridge third and first world financial services has been a hot sector for some time. What stands out for you as some of the hot sectors in the venture capital space?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in terms of sectors, we found that investments in fintech, financial technology and information technology dominated the African startup landscape between 2014 and 2019. But venture capital activity in Africa has also exploded within other sectors, such as e-commerce, logistics and transportation, utilities, healthcare and agribusiness. For example, utilities has been quite popular among early stage deals, with investors being attracted by companies providing alternative power solutions. Moving forward now, and considering that the pandemic has pushed us to adapt fast into a new reality, which includes and sometimes necessitates the use of more and more technology in our daily lives, we expect to see a boost in companies that offer digital services across a variety of sectors.
That was Alexia Alexandropoulou, Research Manager at the African Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, with the insights that last year was a record in terms of VC deal value in Africa, certainly not under any threat of being broken in 2020.